Changing our diet in uncertain times. Many of us eat purely to satisfy our appetite for delicious food. But due to the outbreak of the novel coronavirus pneumonia, many Chinese people are changing their eating habits. Due to busy work schedules, ordering simple and quick meals online used to be commonplace for many young people in China. Zhang Zhaoyang, a 30-year-old from Nanjing, Jiangsu province, was one of them. She typically ate in the office and seldom cooked at home on weekdays. Even on weekends, she would prefer takeout food. But amid the NCP outbreak, being trapped at home for an extended period has changed her eating habit. Now she rolls up her sleeves and cooks for herself. Cooking by myself sometimes is quite time demanding, but it helps me have a healthy diet, Zhang told China Daily. Instead of eating at fast food chains or restaurants, cooking at home has become a nationwide trend. Some even regard sharing food videos on their WeChat moments at mealtimes as a special way to say hello to each other when face-to-face dinner is not possible, noted China Daily. Apart from cooking at home, many also eat separately and adopt the habit of using serving chopsticks and spoons, or gongkuai and gongshao in Chinese. Influenced by collectivism, communal eating habits have been a part of Chinese culture for centuries. For Chinese people, eating one's own dish would be considered rude during a social gathering. They typically share several dishes laid out in the center of a table and sometimes share utensils in the meal to show their respect and closeness. Though it seems polite, it's indeed risky. According to the World Health Organization, foodborne diseases are quite common, and saliva is one of the most common ways for them to spread. So many cities in China, including Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangzhou, have already launched initiatives for people to order separate meals. Healthy eating habits and maintaining good order have become real issues for us. It's related to people's health and safety, and it's also a personal responsibility during the pandemic, noted Guangming Daily. These are habits formed amid the pandemic, but as long as they are good for our health, perhaps we should keep them from now on.